From WCBU, Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're here with Chip Joyce. He's playing the title role of the musical Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which continues its run with performances tonight and tomorrow night at Cornstalk Winter Playhouse. Chip, good to see you.
Thanks for having me again.
Now, tell us a little bit about Hedwig, the character that you play in this show.
All right. Well, little information, a little backstory. Hedwig, the character, was a character created by an actor named John Cameron Mitchell, whose probably most famous credit is he directed the film version of the play Rabbit Hole. Prior to that, he was a New York actor who, doing musical theater, did some Broadway, did some fringe theater and that sort of thing. Probably saw him even on TV and movies in the 80s and 90s. But he had this character, Hedwig, that he had created based on a lot of things he had experienced in life. A lot of the character's details came from things he had experienced as a military brat, having been moved around through his father's work with the military, and based on people, women, characters that he had met throughout his life. Anyways, he started developing this character in the late 80s, early 90s in drag clubs and kind of fringe theaters in New York. Hedwig is an East German transgendered punk rock and roll singer. She grew up while the Berlin Wall was up, grew up in East Germany. He was a he in those days, a boy or a man named Hansel. He met an American GI and saw this GI as his opportunity of getting over the wall or escaping, communist East Germany. In those days, in that time, obviously, he had to get married to escape, and to get married, he had to be a woman. So he went to a back alley surgeon for a sex change or gender reassignment, we might call it now. And the surgery did not go well, so to speak, and he was left with, sorry, CBU listeners, he was left with an angry inch, or she was left with an angry inch remaining. And her story, now that he is a she, her story is a heartbreaking one. She meets a young up-and-coming rock and roll star, grooms him, helps him, turns him into, the mainstream rock success that he is, and then doesn't get any of the credit and is left in the dirt and is very bitter about this. And the premise of Hedwig and the Angry Inch, the show, is she's almost stalking his rock and roll tour, trying to tell her much smaller audiences, hey, I made him who he was. I'm trying to get the credit that I'm due. And meanwhile, here's my story and why I am here and how I came to be who I am.
Now, how much of the story is told through music and how much of it is told in monologue or in scenes by Hedwig?
Well, the show is 90 minutes with no intermission. There is no break for the actors. And there's about a dozen songs in the score, mostly punk rock music, but also, dabbles with glam rock, dabbles even a little bit in country and other genres. But I would say it's about probably 50-50. The story is told through Hedwig, as just kind of a long-form monologue, taking on other characters. There is another character in the show, Yitzhak. But the show, cast-wise, is just Hedwig, Yitzhak, and their band, also called The Angry Inch.
I thought it was interesting when Paul Gordon said, really, it's really a classic show. Boy meets boy, boy becomes girl.
Yes.
But having seen a couple scenes on YouTube, how do you play it so it's true to you? Because I got the feeling it could be camp, ultra camp, mm-hmm. ultra, ultra, ultra camp. How did you find your role, your space in this?
Well, because Hedwig's, every good character has something they want. Their motivation, as we say in theater. what does this person want? What does this person need? Hedwig is searching, and she lets this, makes this abundantly clear throughout the show. Hedwig is searching for her other half because she does not feel, in light of her situation, that she is necessarily man or woman, kind of stuck in the middle, so to speak. And she feels like she'll be fulfilled if she can find that other half, be it man, be it woman, whoever it is. So she does not feel whole. She does not feel complete. And she thinks that at first she thinks the American GI might be her other half. Turns out she's wrong. She thinks that Tommy, who is the rock star that she helped create or helped groom, she also feels that he might be the other half. and is determined to find out and to be reconnected. This is all sort of based on a story in, I think, Plato's Symposium about, you know, how two halves, you know, of one whole are separated and we spend the rest of our lives searching for that other half.
Talk a little bit about the band in the show, the Angry Inch, as they're mm-hmm. called in the script. They're not just a pit orchestra like you might see in
right.
another musical.
Most shows, when there is a live orchestra anymore, most shows, you only hear the musicians. You don't get to see them. Ours are full-fledged characters. They have names. They're on stage. I interact with them. They react to me as Hedwig, as the character. They even sing backup on a few songs. So it's you get a full live musical experience with Hedwig. I have told people, you know, you've heard of certain shows that are portrayed as sort of being a show within a show. Hedwig is a show within a rock concert. There is nothing really that makes you feel like you're sitting watching a musical. You feel like you are sitting watching a concert, and the act that you are there to see just suddenly sort of breaks into monologue as opposed to breaking into song.
Now, often when you're working on a show,
uh-huh.
you'll spend weeks in rehearsal,
right.
and then you meet the band maybe 10 mm-hmm. days out from opening night. Because of the greater interaction between you and the band, did you bring the musicians in at an earlier stage?
We did. Our director, Rachel Wooden, insisted that we, you know, because that's such a vital part of the show, you know, that's going to make or break it. We actually started rehearsing with our band, I want to say back in, our first rehearsal was actually back in early December, soon after we were cast in the show. We got our musicians lined up. Three of our four musicians, in fact, actually drive in from Bloomington.
Hmm.
And so there was once or twice that I took the trip to Bloomington, you know, took myself to them because they were going to be commuting to Peoria so much for the show. And we set up there in the living room of one of the guys and had our first Angry Inch band practice one night, which was a lot of fun. I had never sung for a band before, which is, I mean, like I said, you don't feel like you're acting so much as you are fronting a rock band, which is a pretty cool thing to do if you've never done it before.
And talk a little bit about your foil, Yitzhak.
Ah, well, Hedwig explains it, you know, eventually in the show that Yitzhak is her husband. Well, a little bit of backstory. Once Hedwig becomes, you know, the grand fabulous Hedwig, and she tours all over the world at one point in her career, and I say that loosely, at one point in her career, she was in Croatia and met this drag queen, Yitzhak, who was a man obviously portraying a woman on stage. And Yitzhak begged Hedwig to take him with her, just in the same way that Hedwig begged the American GI a few years prior to take her with him, mm-hmm. and or him with him at that point. It's very confusing, I know. But it all makes sense if you see the show. And so Yitzhak and Hedwig have sort of an arranged marriage to get him out of his situation. And Yitzhak and Hedwig don't exactly get along. They're definitely a dysfunctional couple. Yitzhak is possibly, potentially, arguably the more talented of the two. Hedwig and her ego don't necessarily like that idea, so tries to kind of knock Yitzhak down any chance she gets, and there's a lot of tension between us. The actress, and yes, I said actress, Yitzhak is actually a man played by a woman, much like I'm a man playing a woman in the show. It's, again, all very confusing now, but it'll make sense if you see the show. Played by Kelly Kukan-Nels, who has done several shows in Peoria. I think this is the first show she's done in a year or so. She brings a really awesome voice to the show. She has a real unique sound to her voice, you know, almost a hard-edged Janis Joplin type sound.
Talk a little bit about the transformation physically that you undergo to prepare for this performance, because I've seen some photos. You've got this enormous wig. The makeup is sort of it's over dramatized. It's you know, it's just
sure.
stylized. Of course, you're performing in drag. So talk a little bit about, you know, that 45 minutes before the show where you're physically becoming this
sure.
character.
Well, actually, my transition or transformation, whatever we're calling it, started as soon as the show got cast back in November. I had picked up a little bit of weight over a couple months that I knew mm-hmm. to play this role I needed to unload. So I kind of went a little extreme and have actually dropped 30 pounds
oh my God.
For this show. I won't say why because I don't want anyone else to try to try it. It works, but I'm not giving away my secret. Also, you know, night to night, you know, I'm not a particularly hairy guy. I don't have to shave every day. With this show, I do. So my poor skin is definitely feeling it. And, you know, my legs, my face, everything. It's I'm probably giving away a lot more information than any other guest ever has. But it's definitely a new experience for me. And yeah, I get to the theater for a 7:30 show at 6, and I have to start getting ready right away. The makeup and the hair and everything. It's when we started, it took about an hour, and I think we've gotten down to about 40 or 45 minutes now. Takes a lot to look that good.
It sounds like you don't enjoy being a girl.
It'll do for now.
It'll do for the show.
Right.
I had read that people have seen this show and that they say it has gotten them through a rough time in life. What's the message there for those kinds of folks?
I mean, Hedwig addresses a lot in terms of just personal identity. Who are you? Who am I? What am I doing here? Why am I here? What do I want? What do I need? Hedwig herself and Hedwig the show just addresses all of those questions. It's a way to celebrate, you know, much like shows like Rocky Horror that, you know, whose mantra is don't dream it, be it. Hedwig's is, you know, be who you are, be loud, be fabulous. I suppose Hedwig spends a lot of the show searching for her other half. But what the show ultimately teaches you is that you don't necessarily always need that other half to be fulfilled.
Chip Joyce plays Hedwig in Hedwig and the Angry Inch at Cornstalk Theater. There are two final performances tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30. Chip, break a leg.
Thank you.
And Nathan, some other events playing in the Peoria area this weekend. The Central Illinois Jazz Society House Band and the Peoria Jazz All-Stars perform on Sunday at the Starting Gate Banquet Room in the Landmark Recreation Center. And those of us that know the Peoria Jazz All-Stars, we know that they are some of the best and brightest young jazz musicians in our entire Central Illinois area. So if you want to see them play along with the pros, stop on by Landmark. The event begins at 6 o'clock. Out and About is a production of WCBU Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you with the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Brian Swinowski. You can go to our website to subscribe to our weekly podcast. That's at wcbufm.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About on WCBU.